hypercarbolation, for such we had named the process of altering the neural DNA and changing man into an eternal hyperdimensional being. It was a process that we imagined associated with sexual generation. We spoke of it as the birth of an idea, in a sense whose literalness is not easy to convey to minds that have not brushed with schizophrenia. We hoped that mind, driven by will to the good, could enter into the process of generation and guide it toward the production of the imagination-modulated resurrection body, so dear to Origen and modern UFO enthusiasts. The dead. We believed that hypercarbolation was to be the shamanic defeat of death, that those Doric ways the dead enter through daily were finally to be thrown open to a hypercarbolated humanity that would then have freedom of movement to and from an eternity in which the species was a living reality. The presence of our dead mother, or Carl Jung, Newton, and Berlin, Pythagoras, and Heraclitus, was an overwhelming and all-inclusive intuition that we surely could not ignore. There seemed to be an ideological lineage whose task was the shattering of the historical